Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple out today, hopefully back tomorrow. Bill Bush, Jake Sorensen. Hour 2 on Early Break, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also now at 70th and Pioneers. The landscaping is getting going. It looks wonderful out there. Beautiful.
Ties right in to what's going on today in Creighton Bank.
No.
Well, here's what's going. Yeah, absolutely. This is what Steve's got going. Don't expect to see him in-house. You'll have to text him for him to meet you at the bank to do some banking. He is out today. Pork Chop, who also works with Steve at the bank. Pork Chop has brought in one of his tractors with the disc on it, and then Steve has two giant tillers. He's going around. They're going yard to yard, and doing the garden tilling.
Beautiful.
They are tilling up everyone's garden so that if they're on the list, so they'll be whipping up and down every street to do every garden there is. And if they have a big one, that's when Tyler shows up, Pork Chop shows up, and he puts down the big rig.
Is that right?
He's got the tractor in for us right there. So they're going to get everything is going to be ready to be planted at that one. Everything ready to be go by April 27th. That's the day. That's when planting day is in Creighton. So Steve will be up there in Pork Chop. So they got right now. There's a couple tractors parked in the parking lot right now, and Steve's got two big tillers in the back of his pickup.
Wow!
And so they're starting at 8:44, and they're just going door to door. Who needs it like that? And they have like a little flag they can put up on their on their front door to let them know, hey, we're ready out back to get this stuff done. So that's what Steve's doing. And then also they had some friends of Pork Chop are also bringing some fresh manure. And so they're going to spread some fresh manure also on the garden to have some fertilizer to get involved to help things in the growing world. So today is growing day in Creighton. So thank you, Pork Chop, for bringing in the big rig. And Steve's got two tillers ready to go. So they're going to be out and about today. So help them out. Give them a shout when you see them. But if they need some banking done, you got to shoot him a text. He'll whip down there and get it done then.
Now, myself, if I did this, Bill, I could see myself starting off happy and getting cranky by the end. But I bet Shin Daddy's happy from start to finish.
He loves getting out in the dirt. That's just him. He's an old farmer. He grew up on the farm, so he's used to this. So he likes being out there. And thank you to you, Pork Chop, also for helping with that.
Wow. Well, thank you
to
Steve Schindler and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 of the show. And Pork Chop for getting involved today, too.
Yes, good to have Pork Chop.
I like having Pork Chop involved. It's great. It's a great nickname. We all need a nickname like Pork Chop. We need that.
I told the Pork Chop story, didn't I?
Can you remind us again? It's been a while, I think.
When he was a manager for the basketball team in like 7th grade, the two vans went, the bus would go to take the like the early team and the JV team and maybe the girls team if they were playing earlier than the late, and then the van would take the rest of the team. Pork Chop was on the van, but they had to hold the van because his mom was bringing him a pork chop sandwich. So they had to wait for his mom to deliver the pork chop sandwich to the van. Thus, the name Pork Chop.
How long do they have to wait for?
I'm not sure the exact amount of time, but that's how the story went down.
Pork Chop.
Yes.
That's a good way. Yeah. Okay. That it's fitting then. It makes sense.
Absolutely.
It makes sense. All right.
What do we got going?
464-5685. Call or text. As always, we're mentioning again, tonight is the first round of the NFL draft. We could see six quarterbacks in the first round, could be four, but anywhere from four to six quarterbacks tonight.
Take the overs. Overs are 4.5.
I'm going with five. Six potentially, but five for sure in that one. I'm looking, though, at something in college football. This has been a story now for a while, but Colorado has been under primetime. Deion Sanders, the kings of turning over the roster. Now, it didn't go well. They were 4-8 last year there. I guess they were one win before that, so it was improvement on a one-win season that they had. But they've already had, again, this month, 20 players exit the program. Dylan Edwards, the running back who started last year, is in the portal as one player that, I think he was a good player. Dylan Edwards was a solid player.
I felt he was a great player. Like I said, it was a player that at the time, Nebraska, I brought him on an official visit here to Lincoln. So I was his recruiting coach out of Wichita. I absolutely loved him. I think at the time they maybe it wasn't as a high priority for the staff. I felt he was a slam dunk take. 100%, do everything you can to get him. His high school film is beyond ridiculous. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year, I believe, 2 years in a row in the state of Kansas. And then his track times, even this year at Colorado, were just insane. He had a huge game against TCU in the opener.
First game.
He's not big at all. But like I said, he's so explosive, and maybe it'll work out for him to come back to Nebraska now. Maybe that'll work out, because I know I sure wanted him to be a Husker.
There were some rumblings yesterday from On3. K-State, Kansas, and Nebraska might get involved with Dylan Edwards.
Oh, absolutely. There'll be a lot of people involved. If you're going to lean one place, I would probably lean to K-State, just because he's very, very close with Avery, the quarterback. And so I was recruiting Avery here also. So that we had several players out of Wichita that we really, really liked. And Avery was one, the starting quarterback. He won the starting quarterback job as a true freshman at Kansas State.
How does he compare to a player that was there, a Deuce Vaughn type running back?
A little different. Deuce Vaughn was thicker. But Dylan has the same type of make you miss. I would say probably the home run hitter has probably more of that than what Deuce Vaughn had. Yep. But again, it's hard to compare. They're just both great players, and so they really, really were. And then would you compare them right now? Well, not what Deuce Vaughn did from his entire time in college and what he's doing in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it'd be a hard time to say, well, that's what he is.
Right.
Just hang on a second, that. But does he have that potential? Yes. And also, he comes from an incredible family. Dylan does. Great mom and dad. Awesome people. And so there's a lot of, when you start looking at the things, you're like, okay, what are the things we want to look at behind the scenes? They check every box. Just contagious effort, very well coached in high school, great parents, great work ethic, unbelievable in track. And so just everything adds up. So I hope that works out. But K-State will be the hard one to beat, because Avery Johnson and him are very tight. Different schools.
Yep.
Went to different schools, but very, very close. And there were two guys that I both wanted to be Huskers really, really bad.
Well, we'll certainly watch out for how this goes with Dylan Edwards in the portal. But again, I mentioned 20 players now in the portal this month alone from Colorado. The question I have for you and the listeners at 464-5685, is there any way that that constant transfer portal turnover like Colorado can work out for a team?
Well, I mentioned this about we had a Bills Thrills, I think, when you were gone, Jake, and I talked about this. We're in the most historical time in the history of college football. We had seven things that we listed off, and we went over each one of them. It's phenomenal. And NIL and portal wasn't even the main story with what was happening. But when you look at this story at Colorado will also be an epic 30 for 30.
Yeah.
You just don't know where it's going to end right now. You just don't know it's going to be because everything is done so differently there, but the loss of the players that number that came in is alarming. And the part that's also tough is just having your culture and your continuity. I know their coaching staff strives for that, but it's really hard when it's not when that turnover is so great. I believe right now in the portal, I think they're in the 90s that have left the team from the time he took the job. The time he took the job till now, 90 have left. Scholarship.
Yep.
Scholarship.
Not walk-on, scholarship player.
And so it's there's some good players that have left the team this year.
Yep.
There's some very, very good players that left the team this year. And now they're bringing more in. So there's some parts to it that make it very, very tough. So to me, it's just so intriguing. It's must see TV, and maybe not some last year is must see because of just the attention to Prime. Now I think that the attention is because of how it's being done even more so. So I think everyone is going to be infatuated with it. There's nobody not watching that story very closely. Everybody has an opinion.
They do.
A strong opinion. You know, that some people are going like, I love it, love what we're doing like this. Some will be just a complete pushback. So it's a storyline for everybody. Everybody has a position on what they think is going on there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just beyond interesting. I think it's difficult when you just sit and say, I would imagine if you talk to Deion Sanders, he'd be like, okay, the players that I played with over 3 to 4 years at Florida State were there every year, and we had great players. Now it's a complete different turnover with a lot of players, so very, very interesting.
But he's encouraging that, though.
Yeah,
it was obviously when he played, right? It was consistency, but now it's a different time, and he's encouraging the change. Yeah. You know, if he wanted it to be the way it was back when he was playing, he could lead the way and say, we want to keep this team the way it is, and we don't need to have 90 players leave in a span of a year and a half, basically.
But I will give him, you have to say this in his defense, is that he keeps bringing, he brought in a running back from Ohio State. He brought in a D lineman from Pitt. He brought in a D lineman from Ohio. He's brought in, you start looking again, like, okay, who left, who came in? It's like, oh, those are bad losses. Then you kind of turn around and you go, that's some pretty good guys coming in. It's just hard to get them all on board. Like we talked about, I mean, the difference here is, if I'm correct on this, their spring game is Saturday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So these 20 guys, last time they all went in the portal, then they showed the spring game on TV last year, and then the entire team was gone.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just gone the next day. Now it's way different. Also, I thought that these guys are gone now. They're not even playing in the spring game. It's like, no, we're out. And so that's a big difference.
Yeah, so Colorado again.
What's the text line say?
464-5685. Someone says, a believer says, if you go somewhere else, how do you learn the scheme this late in the process?
It's hard. Don't think it's not. I mean, when you've been in some, like I said, just being at Nebraska for so long when I was here as three years of being a graduate assistant, and I volunteered for a year, when real simple, like, you know, 11 robber was one of our calls. And so that was just a call that you knew from the first day you walked in, and you're still playing that coverage the last day you played. And so there's a lot of carryover to it, the different things that go with it, all the little nuances of every call, of everything that's going on. So it is hard. It's really, really hard to be able to get it. The continuity positions, timing with your receivers, and man, O-line continuity. And I think the O-line is going to be all completely new. I think everyone's gone from the O-line from last year. And so they have a completely new five starters that have started games someplace else. They've all played. It's not like, oh, man, we're looking at this. But they have five from someplace else. It does, like I said, you never know. You're not inside. I always push back on, I never want to comment on someone that I didn't work with. Someone said, what do you about that coach? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't work with him. I was never in the building. So when you're not in the building, you don't know of what it is. But it does seem to think that some things aren't right when 20 take off out of there. You think that it's just something's a little off.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
And regarding that offensive line, you know, last year, the same story. They had a lot of new guys on the O-line. And Nebraska had 8 sacks in that game against them. Now, they gave up 30-some points, and they lost in Boulder. Yeah. But they were getting home because it was a very average to bad offensive line.
And it was a combination. It was average to bad. And then the quarterback held the ball forever.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, it was like, wow, that was like a made in heaven. But they did it all year. Great job by Nebraska.
They did.
Because when they made it, I think it was 8 sacks. It was really, really good job.
Right. But again, you know, that's why this game this year is so interesting, because Nebraska has a consistent offensive line. You know, we talk about one of the most experienced lines in the country. Against Colorado, you said 5 new starters. Yeah. So
and the only one who has starts someplace else is Ben Scott, correct?
That's correct.
Just the center. He's the only one that has starts at another school, which was a Power 5, you know, Pac-12 school.
Yes.
But he also has a bunch of starts here. And so if you came back and said, hey, someone started at Nebraska the entire last year, like, wow, that's really good. That's really good, you know, as far as being a seasoned team. Well, he also started prior to that in the Pac-12. So he's played. So the reps have all been big reps also. And right, it is a complete clash of how to do things between Nebraska and Colorado.
Yep.
Complete clash, which will also make must-see TV. And so that's very, very exciting for the fan base here to be able to see.
Yeah, Nebraska, again, has had a rough go against Colorado the first 2 years of Scott Frost. They lose here in Lincoln. They lose at Boulder. Had a 17-0 lead in that game and lost out in the second half. Just gave it away. And then obviously... then last year happened. That was unfortunate for the Huskers in Boulder, second year game of Deion Sanders. I mean, people are saying it's the biggest game for Nebraska this season. I'm not sure I'd go that far, but in terms of setting a tone for the season, it's huge.
It's a big game because the attention will be ginormous. I'm not even sure who Colorado has in the opener, but I think it's a fairly easy
win. They play North Dakota State on a Thursday night.
It's always a tough win. It's always a tough win. I still feel Colorado will win that by handily.
Really?
Really do. I think they will be able to control the ball and do some things. That's a big game. But coming into that game, we talked about, what's exciting about college football is that you still get conference versus conference in big games with a history. And so it wouldn't be as big game if the history was all of a sudden, if someone was coming back here to play Nebraska, it's Colorado. And that was a heavily heated game for a lot of time. And so the interest level is very, very high. I don't know if, like I said, you've been part of these in the past, but the town will be, as electric as it has ever been on that Saturday.
They're projecting that to be a night game because of TV all announced for different games. So it could be a 6:30 game.
They're not getting the big
here.
Noon game yet. Nope. So they're maybe I don't know how if the next one is, hey, you're going to get the 2:30 or whatever, you're going to get that time. That's kind of the slot you have.
Yep.
And so hopefully that's a night game also. So that'd be a very, very great situation for
us. We will certainly track Colorado, I'm sure, all the way leading up to that game and see how it goes for the summer with all these new players leaving and new players coming in. Before we get to break, though, Bill, a shout-out to our friends at Landmark Implement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The green machine.
They have everything right now from used tractors to used sprayers, seeders, planters, and combines. LandmarkImp.com. Stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. You got these guys up close and personal.
I had a up close and personal with the entire Landmark company for a day and a half out in Kearney. Mm. And it was incredible to meet everyone from top to bottom through the organization. Oh, wow. Are they on top of their stuff right now? And just mention the ticket. They'll wheel and deal with you on some used equipment. If you mention the ticket, all of a sudden you want to get involved. But the guys at Landmark were just incredible, treated me great. And so I know when I walked out of there, I felt like I was a farmer. I felt like a farmer when I left there.
Be a good feeling.
It was a great feeling. It was an absolutely great feeling. And like I said, those guys were absolutely incredible to work with. And I left there going like, wow, Jake, these guys have their stuff together.
They do. Landmark Imp, I-M-P, LandmarkImp.com. Stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference today. Wonderful people. And like Bill said, he feels like a farmer now.
I feel like a farmer now. Thank you, Landmark.
Thank you, Landmark Implement. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.